Feast of All Saints is written in the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the seas or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." He said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the Feast of All Saints is based on both the first reading of St. John's Revelation and the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Please be seated. The beating heart of all of your hope is that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, rose again, and is coming back. He will not abandon you to the grave. That is the only thing that makes this suffering existence of flesh against spirit endurable. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing. The poor, the meek, the mourning, the hungry, the thirsty, and the persecuted shall not always be that way. Better days are coming. But in Christ, everything is blessed. On this day of All Saints, it's glorious to announce that those who have died in Christ are not dead or continuing to die as they do in hell. Their bodies sleep in the grave, awaiting the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection on the last day. Their souls live even now. They attend God at His throne, where they enjoy perfect bliss. Soon it shall improve for you as well. For soon all of the elect will have been sealed in the life-giving waters of holy baptism. And the angel seen by St. John, who arises from the east, will restrain the four who hold the winds no more. That which was laid into the earth as mortal, as corruptible, will be raised immortal, and incorruptible raised in glory. Behold, I tell you a mystery. The bodies of the saints will rise and be made fully perfect. They will be rejoined with their souls in heaven. Indeed, all the dead will rise and bend their knees. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and rose again, is coming back. And He will not abandon you to the grave. Even now, this beating heart, this surety of scriptural truth, is seen partially in the saints who have gone before you. For they have been transferred from the church militant, the church still fighting and marching on, suffering constant attacks from Satan and the chaos of this unbelieving world. Those blessed saints have been transferred from the church militant to the church triumphant, the church at full rest, the church glorified. Those saints already enjoy their reward won by Christ. And while you miss them and mourn the loss, as odd as it sounds, they do not miss you. For they're in peace. Their joy is perfect. vision is yet dim. And as far from you as they are ever near. They are in the great cloud of witnesses which surround you in this heavenly setting. That is, those who were actually connected to Christ and his fully atoning merits by God created repentant faith. Those ungodly who were justified by faith alone. Those who have fallen asleep in Christ Jesus. They join you in the Holy Communion where you join with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, including all of those buried from the time of Abel's death, including all those buried from Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church, including all of your own friends and relatives who repentantly confessed Jesus as Lord and died in that sure and certain hope. You sing with them their heavenly song of holy, holy, holy through the sanctus each and every week. Heaven and earth are joined as angels ascend and descend upon Jacob's ladder. And that ladder is Christ. The angels ascend and descend upon Jesus in the bread and the wine to attend you. This ladder, this divine bridge, comes in the very body and blood to serve you with his own life. The same God who was present in the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies of the temple, who led the people through the wilderness, who knocked down the walls of Jericho, who was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, who raised up a mighty prophet in Wittenberg, Germany, preaching through him the everlasting gospel and calling the church back to the truth of God's word. He, that same almighty God, is placed into your mouth. And you are joined to him. And in him you are joined to all of them who have gone before you in him. That blood which was shed upon the cross washes the robes of the martyrs white as new fallen snow. That blood also passes your lips and courses through your veins, even as it does theirs. Its blood washes your soul and makes it as sparkling clean and pure as their robes. This is a holy communion. In it you are joined to heaven, to that divine history, to the one and only Church Catholic. By this communion, Christ unites you to himself, and by his uniting you in it, he makes you his body, the church. By his uniting you in it, you have fellowship with those who have gone before you, who have fallen asleep in the faith, and awoke in heaven. Dearly beloved, do not be embarrassed or ashamed to tear up at the talk of loved ones fully sainted. You miss your loved ones, it's understandable. But do not stay away because of sadness, depression, and loneliness. Instead, come one place where there is refuge and help. Be drawn to the God of comfort and peace. Hear the words of your Lord and Savior, who says to everyone, repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Evil, death, and chaos are all around you. Children carry weapons into their schools. Parents take the lives of their children. Famine and suffering are abundant. There is much for you to weep about, but soon there won't be. The Lord who wept at late Lazarus' tomb knows your pain. Soon he will wipe away tears and you will know only joy in him. Soon you shall see your loved ones who by faith died in Christ again. Soon you will know the joy that the martyrs already know. They are free from the pain and suffering you continue to endure. We never again have to hear horror stories on the evening news. They no longer live sad, lonely lives in dysfunctional families, craving for love. They never lose a child or have their hearts broken any longer. They no longer cry. They are free. And soon enough, you too shall be fully free. Thanks be to his fully atoning merits. Therefore, as you hear St. John's vision of heaven, with eyes of faith, see not only Moses, Noah, Rahab, Peter, and David. With eyes of faith, see not only Luther and the other Orthodox reformers, but with the eyes of faith, see there in the throng also your own departed loved ones, who by God created repentant faith fell asleep in the Lord. See, O Christian, with the eyes of faith, a gap left there for you. For into this Holy Communion, you are sealed. You are baptized. That gap is your proper place. It is your home, your true home. This promise is for you and for your children and for all who are afar off, as Peter proclaimed. This is your true hope, your confidence, your destiny. This great army of saints, noblemen and peasants, scoundrels and heroes, victims of violence and the like, this is your company. You march with them. The peace they enjoy is the peace that passes all understanding. It is peace with God fully. It is yours also. As you hear God's word properly proclaimed, it is yours also as you receive the sacraments rightly administered. For in those means of grace, the Prince of Peace is delivered. In those means of grace is the beating heart of all your hope that your Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, rose again, and is coming back. He will not abandon you to the grave. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And blessed are you because of it. In the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.